May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, our blessed Lord and Savior. Amen. Our text is the Old Testament reading from 1 Samuel 3. Please bow your heads and pray with me. Gracious Lord, richly bless the teaching, the preaching, the hearing of your holy word this day, this rally day, and always. Pour out the Holy Spirit on your church. Help us to gladly hear your word, to receive it in faith and repentance, to hold it sacred in our hearts forevermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, First Lutheran, give me an F. Give me an L. Give me a C. What's it spell? FLC is for First Lutheran Church. I like Alleluia better. Let's hear an Alleluia. A little louder. Hallelujah. I'm not a great cheerleader, and you're probably happy I don't have any pom-poms with me. But on rally day, as we renew again Sunday school for children and Bible classes and kind of church activities restart after a summer of vacationing and rest, pastors kind of feel a little bit like cheerleaders, don't we? A little bit. We want to stir you up, get you excited, enthused about what, as Pastor said in the children's message? Gets you enthused about the Word of God. The Word of God, the law, the gospel, the living, breathing Word of God that's a lamp for our feet, a light for our path, that is the sharp, double-edged sword that we pray would ever penetrate, not go in at one ear and out the other, but penetrate the mind and the heart, giving us faith and repentance. The Word of God is a fire. It's God's fire that we pray would enkindle zeal and love in us. May we rally around the Word of God. And a great example of how someone treats the Word of God is this young boy Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3. I'm going to use him as an example today. We learn from a young boy, often we learn from children. Jesus told us to be like children, didn't he? How are we going to treat the Word of God? We have the inspired, inerrant Word of God. We have it in our homes. Probably many of us have many Bibles at home. We have it proclaimed here at church. In our school, Sunday school, campus ministry, we have the Word of God. What are you going to do with the Word of God in your life? Will it just be the Bible, a nice little piece on your coffee table that collects dust? Will you just ignore the Word of God in your life? Samuel does four things in this text as the Word of God comes to him. He's a young boy and God calls him. God's Word is coming to him. How does Samuel treat the Word of God? Four things he lays down in God's house to receive it. He stays in God's house even though he doesn't initially understand it. He prays, "Speak, O Lord, your servant hears." And he does all that without delay. It's urgent. He must hear the word of God today. Tomorrow's not good enough. This is how the baptized Christian, you and I, should respond to God's holy, inspired, inerrant, saving, forgiving word. First of all, young Samuel, notice it's very important in the text. He is lying down in the tabernacle when he receives the word of God. I mean, the word lay or lying is mentioned about six or seven times in this text. And where is he laying down? He's lying down near the Ark of the Covenant. How he's back there, we don't exactly know. But he's in the tabernacle, and he's near the Ark of the Covenant. He's trying to get as close to God as possible. And he's in God's house, lying down. He's away from the world, you see. Away from the hustle and bustle of life, and all that's going on out there. He's away from all that. He has his alone time with God, focusing his mind, his heart on God. And he's lying down, he's resting, relaxing. He's not in a hurry. And he's ready to receive the Word of God. And I suggest to us busy people that if we're really going to know the Word of God and study the Word of God and learn the Word of God and memorize it and grow in it, grow closer to our Lord, it's exactly what we got to learn to do. To have alone time with our God. To get away from all the hustle and bustle of life, the busyness of life. I hate the excuse, Pastor, I'm just too busy. You're too busy for the Word of God? Never say you're too busy. Too much going on. May we learn to come and lie down in God's house. Not mean sleep, but means to rest. Take your shoes off. Stay for a while. Don't be in such a hurry. Focus your mind on God, not on all the other stuff out there. Your mind's on the Lord, and then you can truly hear Him in His Word, and you grow. You can do that at home, too. I think of Psalm 23 when I read about young Samuel. The Lord is my shepherd, I what? I shall not want them. What's the first thing the good shepherd does? He makes me do what? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And I'm talking about going out eating grass. The green pasture is the Word of God. It's not stubble. It's not cactus. It's not a scorpion God wants you to eat out there. But it's green grass that gives life and salvation. And we need to lie down in it. Not just nibble and run off. I got something else to do. But lie down and graze for a while, sheep. Enjoy it. That's Samuel. No hurry. Alone with God. In the political world right now, we're gearing up for an election. What's the main issue in politics? Jobs, jobs, jobs. Everybody's trying to create jobs. We all need a job. And that is important. Work, work, jobs, jobs. How are we going to get more jobs in America? And it certainly has its place. We pray for those that are unemployed. But what's the main issue in the church on rally day? The main issue, the main thing is rest. Rest. Come and receive your spiritual rest. Come hear the Word of God. Lie down in the green pasture, sheep. Come, rest. Hear the Word. Be forgiven. Be strengthened. Be nourished. You know what's coming back in America? I heard this on the news. I think it was the Today Show. You know what's coming back in our bedrooms? It's scary. They're coming back in force. Bed bugs. Who has bed bugs? They're coming back from what I hear. They're all over the place. They're growing. They're coming back. And they irritate us. I guess they kind of nibble on us. Keep us from getting our rest and infest our beds. Bed bugs distract us, irritate us. I suggest in our spiritual lives, we have a lot of bed bugs that would distract us from the Word of God, our spiritual rest. The TV set can be a bed bug. The internet can be a bed bug. Our job can be a bed bug. Soccer practice, baseball practice, football practice, and every other practice for our kids, all those can be little bed bugs that distract us from getting our spiritual rest in the Word of God. We're distracted. Maybe we got to eliminate some of these bed bugs that distract us. Secondly, not only does young Samuel lay down in the house of God, he stays in God's house, even though initially he doesn't understand it's the voice of God. That's significant. God says Samuel to him several times, and initially Samuel doesn't recognize it's God's voice. He doesn't recognize the Word of God. It says the Word of God had not yet been revealed to him yet. And yet, what does Samuel do when he doesn't know what's going on? He doesn't understand God's Word initially. Does he run off and leave? I don't get it. I don't understand. I'm just going to leave the tabernacle. I'm not going to come back because I don't get it all. God, speak to me more clearly. Although God's calling His name, it's pretty clear, isn't it? Samuel stays. And he lies down again and again and again. He stays to see what's going to happen. Is it going to be revealed to me? Am I going to understand what this is all about? And I suggest there are times when we read the Bible. It's a big book. 66 books. And it can be mysterious and deep and hard to understand sometimes. I suggest that there are times when we come to God's house, maybe Bible class, where we read the Bible on our own or Sunday school even, and we don't understand right away. I don't get it. I didn't get the message. I didn't understand. Don't quit. Don't leave because you don't merely understand something right away. There are parts of God's Word that are very shallow and simple. John 3:16, we all know that. And we love those verses. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son. Yes, there is that. And we praise God for all those great verses. Then there's other parts of the Bible that are a bit deeper. Take us into the deep water, the ocean, if you will. But don't run. It's glorious as you ask and seek and knock and study and ask questions of the pastors and you study some more and read some more. God reveals things over time, you see. God would have us make an effort, you see. That's why there's deep things in the Bible that we make an effort. Do you really love me? You going to keep coming back? You going to quit because you don't get it all right away? Be patient. Take your time. Stay in the Word. Stay in God's house. Stick with it. You know, there are a lot of things that we stay with, that we're patient with in life, if it's worth it to us. You know, we have a wonderful barbecue meal, Buddy's Barbecue, after church. Now, you're all welcome to stay. Come, visitors, whoever you are, come and eat lunch with us as we celebrate this day. Have some good fellowship for a little while there. Come and stay for lunch. But I'm sure there'd be a bit of a line there. And you may have to look down at the gym and you'll see there's a line. It might take 5, 10, 15 minutes to get through the line. How many of you going to leave? Oh, I got to wait in line. I'll just go to McDonald's. Get my dollar McDouble because I got to wait in line for 5 minutes. For here comes good old Pastor Busher. He's trying to cut in line. I got to let him cut in line and eat. By the way, that's a good thing to do today. Let the pastor cut in line. You'll stay. Because I hope you say it's worth it. It's my church family. It's a family meal. And I'll wait in line a little bit to get the food. Be patient. It's all worth it. You go to this lousy Neyland Stadium over here. It's not lousy, but lousy game last night, right? And people will wait for an hour for Lightning to go away. I didn't see a whole lot of people leave, a few probably. And they're waiting traffic for the game and wait at the gate to get in the game and wait for a smoky dog for $5 and wait for the bathroom. Wait. Because they think the game's worth it when they get beat by 35 points. And the Word of God's not worth it? To be patient, to wait, to seek, to grow, to come, to stick with it? Good lesson from Samuel. He doesn't run off. He's eager. Thirdly, he prays. He lays, if you will. He stays. He prays. And we have a model prayer here about how you approach the Word of God. Just a model prayer at the end of the text where Samuel says, "Speak, for your servant hears." Pray it with me. "Speak, for your servant hears." A little louder, don't you pray it? "Speak, for your servant hears." When you come over to church in the morning, this is the prayer to pray. "Speak to me, God, in your word. I'm ready to hear." You go to Sunday school, children, as you enter, "Speak, your servant hears." Before the sermon, "Speak, your servant hears." When you open your Bible at home and have a devotion, "Speak, your servant hears." This is the prayer as you approach God's word. It's a prayer of humility and submission. "I'm teachable. I don't know everything. Lord, teach me." So young Samuel doesn't say, "Make it quick, God. I'm busy. I got soccer practice. So make it quick." That's not his prayer. His prayer is not, "Lord, I know it already. What can I possibly learn from you now?" That's not his prayer. "Speak, your servant hears." What an attitude. What's your attitude about towards the very Word of God? You know, I read an article, and in this article, they listed the most outrageously overpriced items that we buy. And what are some of the most outrageously overpriced items that we still buy and want? Well, one is bottled water. Amen to that. A lot of you people buy that for what, $2-3 for a bottle of water? And another one was greeting cards. Amen to that, right? They're $4 or $5 for a card, after all. At the top of the list, the number one thing we buy, even though it's overpriced, they say it's overpriced by 1,275%. That's the markup. Movie popcorn. Who buys movie popcorn? Unless you don't go to movies, huh? You can't go to a movie without popcorn. And that's what, $4, $5, $6 for a bucket of popcorn? And you buy it. It's no good for you. We buy things even though they're overpriced, even though they may not be good for us. What is the price on the Word of God? What's the Word of God worth to you? I'll tell you what it's worth that we can hear the Word of God. It's worth the blood of God's Son. We get to hear about forgiveness and hear that our sins are forgiven and hear that we're right with God and hear that we're going to heaven, hear that we're washed and cleansed because of the blood of Jesus. And yet it's free for us. It's not cheap. It cost Jesus his life to have the gospel. But it's free for us. We don't charge you. It's free. Sunday school is free, parents, kids. Bible class is free. The Word of God you have at home is free. I realize you may have to buy the Bible, obviously, but it's free to hear and to learn. And yet, do we make the effort to come? We'd rather just watch a movie and have popcorn for $6 or $7. Young Samuel lays himself down in God's house. He stays in God's house even though he doesn't understand everything. He prays, and then he does all this without delay. He doesn't say to God, this is probably early in the morning when God speaks to him, very early in the morning. He doesn't say, "God, I'm tired. Come back tomorrow. I'll put you on my schedule, God. I'll write you in next Tuesday. I'll work you in somewhere, God. Let's do it later, God. I'm tired. I haven't slept all night. No, Samuel, none of that. It's urgent. It's life and death. This is the Word of God, and nothing will ever come in front of it. Nothing replaces it. It's the Word of God. It's urgent. It doesn't put it off. You know, there's lots of things you can put off in your life. Put off cleaning your house. Does it really matter? Put off mowing your lawn. Put off losing weight. Lord knows I've done that for years. Put off paying your taxes. You know, government get their money later, right? Put off a lot of stuff. It doesn't matter that much. Put it off. Don't put off the Word of God. Don't put off learning of Jesus. These are the words of eternal life, we say in our liturgy. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The word that's a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. That is the wonderful, sharp, double-edged sword that would penetrate us, that gives us forgiveness and life and peace and eternal life. Don't put it off. Be urgent about it. What would you do for $5? People were asked the question in a survey, what they would do for $5. What would you do for $5? Well, a few comments were, I would be your girlfriend or your boyfriend for a week, even if you were ugly, for $5. That must come from a junior high kid, huh? I'll clean my room for $5. That's another junior high or high school kid there. You're just going to clean your room, kid. You don't get paid $5 for it either, right, Pat? That's how you treat them. I'll tell you you are fat in your jeans for $5 as long as you don't hit me back. All right? I get told that anyway, pretty much. What's another one here? Oh, I'll listen to your side of the story, even if it's boring, for $5. You know, people will do things for $5, $10, $20. What will you do for eternal life? What will you do to be right with God and be forgiven of your sins and have joy and peace beyond knowing on this earth? What will you do? I'll tell you what we do as Christians. We hear. This is the main thing we do as Christians. We hear and we eat and drink. We receive. We hear the Word of God and we believe it. Jesus did all the work. He died. He rose. He has made us right with the Father. He forgives us our sins. He did all the work, now we hear, and we believe. That's all we do. We receive. Will you do it? The inspired, inerrant Word of God proclaimed at First Lutheran. Sunday school, Bible classes, school ministry that's wonderful, has a great start to it. Campus ministry, the Word of God at home. The Word of God, the living, powerful Word of God, inspired, inerrant, that gives life. How will you respond to it? May we, like young Samuel, lay down often in God's house to receive it. Get away from the world. May we stay in God's house and persevere and be patient with it, even though we may not understand everything initially. You'll understand later as the Holy Spirit reveals it. May we pray, speak, your servant hears. One more time, pray that with me. Speak, your servant hears. Pray it next Sunday too. And may we do all that without delay. It's urgent. May we be like young Samuel. God bless our Sunday school, our Bible classes, and all our ministry as we begin again on this rally day. And with that we say, Amen. Say it, First Lutheran. Amen. One more time. Amen. Let's rise.